This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show, Celebrity Trash, is brought to you by Scott Capurro, who's performing in Alameda March 13th.
Oh, Scott Capurro.
Says here it's selling particularly badly, and we're not sure why. Oh, people, come on, let's go get it.
Coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
Maybe that's the problem.
That could be it. I don't know. That's a nice thing. We don't have a sponsor. Let's throw Scott on there. Promote his terrible selling shows. Throw Scott in there. Fill space with Scott. Yeah. Hey, we're going to peek for the week at 9:15. Corey Rosen is in to review a movie called Extraordinary, right? And a movie called Onward. Only Onward is on the list here. And then don't forget that tomorrow, because it's Friday and it's going to be amazing all day. Alice likes to contribute to the awesomeness, and we're doing that by making it Disney Friday. It's the same thing we did last week where you call every hour. If you're calling 97, you win a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets for Disneyland. And then there's this grand prize, which is a trip for four to Disneyland, two-night hotel stay.
Epic.
Just, it's everything you want.
And we'll call the winner on Monday for the
grand prize. Let you know if you won the grand prize or not.
That's always fun.
Yeah, it is. By the way, there's info on this and a bonus chance to win at RadioAlice.com. So you can go there and get yourself all signed up. And maybe you'll win it through the online thing. I don't know. Don't ask me. I only vaguely know how things work. Thank goodness for smart people. Okay, so I'm going to do Celebrity Trash here, and we'll start with music news. I do generally round that up for the 8 o'clock hour. I loved this. I don't know if it's true, and I haven't heard any of the new music. But Miley Cyrus is saying her new record is super rock and roll.
Good.
She describes some of the tracks as having Joan Jett vibes, which I certainly like.
You can't go wrong there.
She added, I currently have my dad's haircut. I don't know if you've seen pictures of her lately, but she does have a full-on mullet.
Yeah.
And I've somehow ended up with a mullet, so I'm excited to bring that also. So she's got all good new music and a great new haircut. You know, if you're into Miley Cyrus, you'll want to know about that.
I like her.
I do, too. I have to say that I've had my ups and downs with my feelings about her, and she is a girl who's doing her own thing. I'll give her
listen
that.
Listen to her. Talk about an album she's in the middle of making, the confidence that she has that we're in the middle of, we're getting it done, it's going to be
actively on it.
Like, that's a big deal, man. Sure. Making an album is not easy.
Owning the mullet.
I mean, making a crummy album is probably easy, but making a good album.
Make one of those.
Come on.
Well, look, we haven't heard it yet. We'll have to decide for
ourselves. I bet it's going to be good.
I'll bet it is. I do like some of her songs.
What does she have? Party in the USA is sort of a rock song, right?
Yeah, but I love that that Malibu tune. And what was the one that she did? The Broken Heart one that we were playing the hell out of a couple months ago. I love that tune.
Let's see here what I can find. Definitely.
It's called something like.
There's some real songs. Heart, Slide Away?
Oh, yeah, Slide Away. That was a good one. And Wrecking Ball. I love Wrecking Ball. No whiskey or pills.
That's somebody else. Yeah. Sorry. You know, we do it live, right?
Wreck me. You wreck me. I love this tune.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's great. There you go. There's a little Miley Cyrus.
I love when she sings Dolly Parton songs.
Oh, you know? Yeah. She did a Jolene cover that's really good.
With Pentatonix.
Oh, yeah. Wait, isn't this Dolly with Pentatonix?
Yes, this is
Dolly and Miley.
Dolly, Miley, and Pentatonix.
I think Dolly Parton is her godmother.
Oh, yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah. Jolene. I've always wanted to be in an a cappella group.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I would love to be in an a cappella group.
You'd want to sit there and work out all those.
Shop. Totally.
She does
it
all the time at home anyway.
I'm always like, all right, you take this part and I'll take this part. We have a whole thing worked out for Halo, but we need to find people who can execute it with us. Bryn!
I've got it down.
Who's
once,
we?
Kinda.
Me and John, we have like a whole thing worked out. It's all kinds of parts. You could easily make my man.
This is all Miley.
Jolene. All right. When we sing this song at my house, we sing Doreen, 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 Doreen.
You do?
Yeah. Doreen is a major theme at my house. It's funny.
Well, that's because she was this close to having your man.
She was. And she's the one who broke up with him. Yeah.
So he wanted her back.
You know, I think he was relieved that it was over. He's one of those, you know, pussies who can't break up with anybody. So that's how I got him. You know those guys.
That's how you kept him, right?
Yeah, that's how I kept him. Plus, I was doing all kinds of stuff for him.
Oh, opening the menu up so you can close it. What a jerk.
Well, the menu is still open. It's just that he goes to the restaurant. He gets to go to the restaurant a lot fewer times a year.
Right.
Nicki Minaj's husband has been arrested. This is the guy who was convicted of rape as a teenager. And
I don't know this guy.
His name's Kenneth Petty.
Okay.
So he was arrested in California back in November for failing to register as a sex offender. He moved to California with Nicki last July. He was a New York guy, and he was registered as a sex offender there. He still hasn't taken care of it because yesterday federal marshals took him into custody. He pleaded not guilty. He'll be back in front of a judge on March 23rd. He was convicted of first-degree attempted rape in 1995, and that's what his deal is. Oh, here's the Soundgarden story. It's ugly news. It's not news you want to hear. And as these things drag on, they always get more and more just acrimonious. You know, there's always just, there's so many just hurt feelings and petty things on either side.
Well, it's super unfortunate that first and foremost, Chris Cornell is no longer with
right.
us. That's the first
That's the
most,
first
I mean, anybody right. in a band and anybody who has any idea about vocal quality, you can't help but recognize Chris Cornell as one of the best voices of his
He is he,
ever, maybe.
I mean, you could make an argument as him having one of the best rock voices of all time.
Right. Absolutely.
There are some, you know, or
and
you'd
so,
put him right up there with the greats.
If while you could easily say, hey, anyone in his band was lucky to have had the time they did with a voice that, fine, sure, except that you'd like to think they would have continued to make music together. And it's unfortunate that they're not going to get to. And now, and this is what happens, is his wife has taken his place as an active member, right?
Right. And it's, you know, and she wants her piece of it. I'm trying to find the... can you play Burden in My Hand? I love that song. This is like currently my favorite. Just like crank up the... Just crank
this is the
up
one
the
that kind of sounds Beatles-esque, doesn't it?
Is there a certain part when we start it?
Start at the beginning and crank it up really loud.
Okay.
If this is the one I'm thinking of. I just never know the names of any songs anymore. Seems Zeppelin-y to me, you know? Ah!
Could be on Led Zeppelin 3.
Just so good. Currently my favorite Soundgarden. I'm sure.
All right. So this
one.
Band was one of the bands that came out of Seattle and took the rock world by storm in the 90s.
Yep.
Maybe one of the less. Would you say, who would you say was the most?
Nirvana.
And then Pearl Jam.
But Soundgarden was right up. There was a flood after
was
that.
Was Alice bigger than?
Oh, Alice in Chains and Soundgarden were, I would say they battled for third place.
Okay.
Although that's not the order I like them in.
That's not the point.
Right?
But no, I'm just curious which one.
They were part of the tide.
Right.
Let's put it that way. They rode that same first wave.
So now they've lost their singer. The wife, his ex His wife is the acting now member, fourth member.
Right. Well, it's, you know, he has passed. He is owed his share, and she is his estate.
Okay.
So she is, there's just a lot of bad blood in this whole thing. It's a whole legal war between this woman, Vicky Cornell, and Soundgarden. She says the surviving band members didn't so much as text her after her husband's tragic death. So this is where we get into the petty stuff. Like, really, you didn't get a text message from him? Like,
well,
you've added that to your heap of woes?
You know, I don't. In their defense, sometimes you don't know if that's the right thing to do. I mean, I always question etiquette when it comes to all kinds of stuff.
I think a call's in order. She blasted the band in legal documents that TMZ got a hold of. Thank you, TMZ. Saying Soundgarden never reached out to her in any fashion after Chris committed suicide. In the document, she says the surviving band members charged her private flight to Chris's memorial as a tour expense instead of paying for it out of their own pockets. I don't know what they, you know, these are just little petty grievances. And in the document, she said Chris never signed a written partnership agreement with the band because he was, quote, tired of others unfairly capitalizing on his creative talents, or in his words, the stupid communist bull S.
Where everybody gets their share.
Apparently. He's like, look, I wrote these songs. And she's suing Soundgarden for unpaid royalties. And the band claims, she said, she filed in the wrong court. We're from Seattle. And she said, he wrote all those songs in Florida, and that's why I'm filing in Florida.
Oh.
She says the songs were created in Florida by Chris.
That's where they live? The Cornells lived in Florida?
I thought for some reason I was thinking they lived in Arizona.
I was thinking they lived in L.A.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, that's what she's saying. So, but just, I mean, I hate to read it because it just, as it gets into the smaller and smaller nitpicky stuff, it just starts to sound awful. Bottom line is that guy was Soundgarden.
Okay.
And if he wasn't, he was the front man and a huge part of it and was the songwriter. And she is his survivor and his children.
Well, she should get her cut for
absolutely.
Sure. But
does it have to get ugly and nitpicky like this?
I don't know.
Katy Perry is in the news today.
Oh.
She's the best.
She is. She has a new song out called Never Worn White.
How
and
is it?
In it, we're going to hear it right now.
All right.
In it, she reveals that she is pregnant and marrying Orlando Bloom.
Oh, and so that's like a fantasy scene?
She is pregnant.
Oh.
And apparently they're marrying.
So it's not a fantasy, it's real.
Every other word is I do.
All right.
Yeah, they're saying she revealed her growing baby bump in the final moments of the music video for her new single, Never Worn White. It's her first song of 2020. She wears a bridal gown in this, or something, you know, a white flowy gown. I mean, I'm just assuming bridal. I suppose there are white dresses that aren't wedding
sure,
gowns.
Sure, but there's a lot of imagery going on here.
I've never worn white, no, but I really want to try with you. Yeah, I've never worn white, but I want to get it right, because you really want to say I do, because I do. I see us in 60 years with a family, full family tree. I do.
Let's hear this.
Okay, here we go.
This is a song.
Oh, boy.
I thought I was playing it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's pretty.
Mm-hmm. Here it comes.
This is, I swear to God, this is so genius. If you can get a wedding song, you're immortal.
Mm-hmm.
Like the great wedding songs, they get played at all the weddings. Some, you know, some bride's like, oh my God, that's our song. It's our first dance. I love you so much. It just, they take on a life of their own.
So is this next
beautiful.
Great one?
This
oh, you love it.
I think it's really pretty. And
okay.
I think that, you know, somebody who falls in love with this song and they're going to get married a couple months from now, this is their song. It's beautiful.
Oh.
You know, well, listen,
oh,
I don't want to be nitpicky because that's not right, but she has been married before.
But she wore red.
It doesn't matter. She has been, figuratively
but she
speaking, she has been married before.
Listen, that's not going to work in the epic immortal wedding song, Denny.
I understand,
Denny.
But that's it doesn't work.
Ah, so pretty.
All right.
All right, let's just quickly, I'm going to read you some of this Journey stuff. This is, more of the nitpicky stuff. I don't even know what these guys are doing. I'm just going to read you this story. And,
okay.
And really, you're only hearing the TMZ sort of reporting Neil Schoenchan's side of this. Journey's leader, Neil Schoenchan, he is sending his bassist and drummer on their separate ways. Get it? For trying to hijack the group name in a scheme that's landed all of them in court. So Neil Schoenchan is a founding member. So he and keyboard player Jonathan Cain, who came on after the fact, I think, they're suing the longtime bassist Russ Valerie and drummer Steve Smith, claiming that they tried to take control of the band's corporation called Nightmare Productions, Inc. According to the lawsuit, they thought the move would give them access to the Journey name, thereby allowing them to make money for themselves after retiring. Somehow having ownership in whatever happened going forward. Because I guess they recently decided to hang it up, the two of them, the rhythm section.
Oh, they're out of the
That's
band.
That's what it sounds like.
Anyway.
That's what it sounds like. So according to documents that TMZ got, thank you, TMZ, Neil Schoenstein and Jonathan Cain say the band name is already licensed to another corporation called Elmo, which was set up by former singer lead singer Steve Perry and Neil and Jonathan back in 1985. So they set that up at that time, and that's who owns the name Journey. So these guys can do whatever they want with Nightmare. It's got nothing to do with Elmo. The bottom line is the rhythm section's out in the cold. And so now they've got this lawsuit on their hands, too, for breach of fiduciary duty. Neil and Jonathan, who co-wrote most of the band's huge hits with Perry, also want damages of at least $10 million.
Oh, nice. Wow.
I know. They're like, what?
Well,
and
shady.
Finally,
that is shady.
I know you love the Beach Boys.
I do.
You got $8.6 million hanging around because you can buy Mike Love's house.
I don't. And if I had $8.6 million lying around, I'd be retired.
Yeah. Well, if you weren't going to make any more money, I'd advise against buying the $8.6 million house with all your money.
I wouldn't do that.
Beach Boys singer Mike Love is unloading his breathtaking mansion in Southern California. It's just north of San Diego. So here's some shots of it. It actually looks like a hotel.
Just north of San Diego,
That's
you
what
say?
Saying.
What's the city?
They don't say the town. They say custom compound north of San Diego. 17,515 square feet of pure luxury. Huge swimming pool. An island in the middle with a swim-up bar.
I wonder if that's Rancho Santa Fe.
Saltwater aquarium in the living room. 270-degree panoramic views of the ocean, mountains, and surrounding golf course. You know what? It looks like it's Rancho Santa Fe.
It is, isn't it?
Yep.
How did I know?
Because you're from there. Yeah, his place sits on a tropical landscape, perched above the rest of the neighborhood, so he looks down on everybody else. The master suite has a custom-built dressing room, sitting area, fireplace, wet bar, luxurious spa, bath, and private terrace.
It's North County. It's where
views.
I lived.
The guest house, by the way, has 8 bedrooms, en suite, and multiple walkout terraces and balconies.
Why is he selling that?
So I don't know. He's done with it, I guess. The island, he doesn't have that many friends. I don't know. The island in the middle of the pool has a fire pit and fireside seating opposite a custom spa with foot jets. There's also an outdoor summer kitchen with awnings and courts for tennis and basketball.
Oh, my God. I'd have so much fun there.
His estate also has a chilled wine cellar and tasting room, meditation room. I guess people need that.
You just need a closet for that.
It's got to be more inspiring than that thing.
All right.
It's an $8.6 million house. It has the best meditation room ever. Theater, game room, elevator, multi-level waterfall, styled after some famous fountains, Ville d'Este in Lake Como. Anyway.
If that's a king-size bed, look at how much space there is in that room.
Yeah, they need more furniture in there.
No, you want that wide open. Look at
To do what? Ballroom
look
dance?
At the view. Look at that view.
That is actually a ridiculous amount of space. That's a beautiful kitchen.
Yeah, it is.
That is what a place that
wow.
is.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Rancho look Santa at that. Fe, everybody.
Little fire pit island.
A lot of rich people live there.
Yeah. I tell you something, the place from the outside looks like a goddamn hotel. I'm not interested in that at all.
No, you're
thanks.
Not?
No. Who would want a 17,000 square foot house? What are you going to do with that? You'd be like losing your kids all the time. You have to have your own police staff. Like, hey, I lost the kids again. Can you guys start up a search party? Oh. All right, that's it. It's coming up in the news, Vin.
I'm just, okay. What?
Okay.
Oh, look at that.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.